Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, fiance nicknames, a mountain lion, and should chick date? It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, Americans. It's that time of year again. You received your tax forms in the mail, and now it's time to settle up with the IRS. When it comes to tax preparation, well, listen to this.
Honey, we got our tax forms.
Are you going to try to do it yourself again this year?
I don't know. It's such a pain in the butt.
Taxes can be a pain in the butt. That's why you should let the specialists at Tax Preparation H Incorporated do your taxes for you. Tax Preparation H Incorporated relieves the pain often associated with filing your taxes. And Tax Preparation H Incorporated can reduce those piles of paperwork to one small form that you simply have to sign and file.
Did you go to Tax Preparation H Incorporated?
I sure did.
Do we owe much?
Yep. Oh, we really got reamed by the IRS. But I'll tell you, it doesn't hurt as much thanks to Tax Preparation H Incorporated.
Tax Preparation H Incorporated. We're just itching to do your return. Tax Preparation H Incorporated. Hey, and if you want, we'll even tell Uncle Sam to shove it up his...
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
The big announcement this morning, Christy Lee is engaged. She'll be getting married soon.
Yeah.
And
to Ace.
Not Ace. We were trying to come up with a song because you and your man don't have a song yet.
No, we do not.
So
what do we dance to at the wedding?
I don't know.
How about the Freddy?
That is an option.
You know, that is not an option.
You know, his name is not Freddy.
No.
It's not?
No. Oh, that's embarrassing.
I've been calling him Freddy this whole time.
Yeah, I got to call things remembered.
We could, I could do a cover of it and change the name to his name if you'd like.
The Andy?
Do the Andy.
No, that's okay. I'm sure he's fine.
You sure? Have you already done the Andy?
it's none of your business. I'm not married yet.
You know, I think
what are you talking about, boy?
There is a bigger topic that we need to take care of. We've always given Christie's significant other's nicknames. That's what we need to do.
Andy is a nickname.
Well,
you don't need to give him a nickname.
Probably. You know, like Fitz or
Fitz.
That's like, you know, that's a great nickname for a pet.
Yeah. You know, because when Christy throws one of her fits.
Okay. You know, I thought you meant like Twitch.
Oh, I thought you meant like as in Fitz. It fits.
Yeah, so none of these are complimentary.
Tomorrow I'll come in here and say, well, I was engaged. Oh, it was a sad night.
Well, time for a new topic.
Isn't it better to find out now than down the road?
Test is today. Okay. Wait, he doesn't listen to this, does he?
How about hoops?
Hey, hoops.
Hoops. What's up?
He has to go through hoops.
He has to go through hoops. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, how about Mario.
Jump. How about thin ice?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
did your mom ever say, Tom, your name is Mud?
No.
What?
Man, my grandma and my mom, your name will be Mud if you keep that up, that kind of...
Did they say you're walking on thin
or if
ice,
I was in
mister?
Trouble, yeah. If I was in trouble, well, your name is Mud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you walking on thin ice?
Oftentimes when my name was Mud, I would walk on thin ice.
Okay.
Well, you only made it worse.
My parents were terrible communicators. It was just idiom after idiom.
Now yesterday, we were talking about a situation that I got myself in. Someone I know is getting their first house.
Oh, that's fun.
So,
oh, wait.
I gave, So I whipped up a three-page list of tips for homeowners.
Very nice of you.
You have to bring that in for us.
No, it's important stuff.
So you just sat down and wrote this?
3 pages worth of important stuff for
sure,
you.
Sure.
Do you do any of them?
Yeah, I do them all. Water,
really?
I know, water shut off, breaker boxes, smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detector are very important.
Those,
even if you're all electric, we found out.
You don't need those. You can just smell the carbon monoxide.
No, you can't. You're going to end up dead.
I feel like your checklist is pretty quick. It's just one, buy the house. Two, 5 years later, move in.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. I've learned you should look at your ceilings every now and then because you could have a water leak you didn't know about until the ceiling falls
in. It's a fairly extensive list. One of the things in the list, depending on what part of the country you live in, a sump pump.
Yep.
To keep the water out of the basement. And a sump pump alarm.
I don't know what it is.
And a backup sump pump.
There's something the way you say sump pump that irritates me. I don't know what it is. Sump pump.
A sump pump.
It's almost delivered in a haughty manner.
I'm trying to enunciate properly and get the P. Read your letter. Go ahead.
Hello, Christy.
Hi.
Is Brock upset?
Oh.
That you're off the market?
That is a good question.
I haven't talked to Brock about this. Probably should have done that.
This is from a Canadian in Kingston, Ontario.
Oh.
Jason? Did you guys hear something? My coffee is... It's doing that thing like in Jurassic Park.
You hear something.
Pretty lady! Christy Pretty today.
Hi, Brock.
Hi. I hear news you get married.
Yes.
Brock sad.
I'm sorry, Brock.
When Brock gets sad,
uh-oh.
Brock masturbate in public.
Oh, no.
Brock, get out of here.
Oh, God.
Oh, that is sad.
Hi.
Boy, that's like a weird turn. Brock.
You better express yourself.
It's better than what I thought. When Brock gets sad, I murder people.
Oh. Hey, in Colorado, wildlife officials are searching for a mountain lion that clawed a man's head while he was sitting in a hot tub with his wife.
Clean off?
Oh, wow.
What a jerk.
Clean off. Man, I hope his last name was... You think his name was Claude? Claude Ball?
I hope.
The man was soaking in the in-ground hot tub Saturday night when he felt something grab his head. He screamed at the mountain lion and started splashing water while his wife shined a flashlight at the animal. It retreated to the top of a hill, but continued to watch the couple. The man had 4 superficial scratches on top of his head near his right ear, but he declined medical treatment. Yikes.
Okay.
Mountain lions aren't that big, right?
Mm-mm.
You could take a mountain lion.
One swat with their paw
and
its claws in your neck, and you'd be toast.
Yeah.
I ain't buying that.
Okay. Well, you go out there naked and bathe.
That would be really something.
Mountain lion just clawed at his head.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Apparently, we have an update on a story from yesterday about the kid that had the size 23 shoes.
He passed away?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
Why are you so negative?
I was just worried.
A couple of companies have stepped up, and they're going to make him some custom-made shoes.
What'd you say?
That's great.
Puma and Under Armour?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so that'll be nice. That'll be great. This kid's got gigantic feet, and they don't make shoes that big.
23.
That's very nice of Puma and Under Armour. Good for
them. Yes.
Well, they're 23 right now. He's still growing, she said.
Yeah, he's grown. Bro.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
We were talking to Christy Lee about impending nuptials. Christy is getting married again.
Betrothed.
Yeah, we got engaged.
You have a date, but it's secret. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. It's all good. And you did mention that your fiancé.
Yes.
Isn't he like that word? Don't you like that?
It sounds so weird when you're talking about a guy.
Oh.
Don't you think? It's a little weird.
Yeah, no. It's kind of a girly word.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he's a nice guy.
Very, yeah.
Very handsome. His name. Do you mind if I say his name?
We've been saying his name.
We have?
Andy.
Oh, Andy. Okay, very good. Very good.
Age appropriate, height appropriate, everything works out for you guys.
Right. His last name's a little odd. Flapjack?
That's good. It is odd.
That is weird.
Hey, his grandfather invented it. What are you going to do?
Okay, Christy Flapjack.
Yeah. Grandfather, you're going to be changing your last name?
Yeah.
Again.
Well, that's a pain in the ass.
You know, did you change it every time?
Yes.
Christy's motivating me, and I'm going to try to get you to join me. I think all three of us should get married, have a triple ring ceremony. What do you think, Tom?
No.
Why
okay,
not?
Let's see. Now, Pat, you were telling me you've got a tribute to Christy and her husband-to-be.
Oh, gosh.
Here's Andy to the rescue. Here's Andy to the rescue. Here's Andy to the rescue. Go there, Andy. Go there, Andy. I was using those dating apps. All the men, they were crap. Someday I want to be a bride. No bass players. Hey, I tried. Here's Andy to the rescue. Go there, Andy. Go!
Yeah. That's sweet. That is so nice.
I hope he slept in.
Okay, good. No, that's the compliment, I think.
What are you, going to pay for anything for a wedding?
Is that, nobody's, been, no.
She said no gifts.
I don't want gifts. I don't want anything.
It's... All right. Great. This is terrific news for us.
Well, she doesn't mean it. You
yes,
get her
I do.
A gift.
Baby clothes. I don't need anything. We're not having a baby.
Yeah, fast forward to a year from now, and no one even got me anything.
Oh my gosh! No.
Toaster.
You know what?
You got all that stuff?
Got all that.
You got an ice pick?
I do have a very nice ice pick. Use it all the time.
Some roof work?
I do need some roof work.
Are you going to live in his place, your place, both? What's happening there? Do you know?
Yeah. Did you come with a dowry? Does he get certain tracts of land?
As if we don't know the answer to that.
What do you think?
I think you're all going to move into your house because you're not going to move anywhere.
I'm not moving.
Okay.
Well, that's settled.
Once again, Andy, I don't know if you heard that or not, with the conviction in her voice, she was not playing around.
You know, the divorce rate for people who live in separate houses or at least have separate bedrooms is so low.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, Josh, I tried that separate house thing. He wasn't going for that.
Also, well, you were cheating on him a lot.
No, I wasn't.
So that's a problem. You got to be faithful if you're going to do it.
Separate house makes it much easier to cheat, too, so that's kind of a bonus.
I don't know. That's
and
not
I
the
wasn't
point.
Cheating with separate bedrooms until she moved me into a separate bedroom.
I'll show you.
What do you think of that?
That's helpful. This is all really helpful. But hey, Christy, anything happening at the news desk?
Hey, remember the mountain lion story that the guy was sitting in the hot tub? Mountain lion clawed the guy's head? Damn. This is from Doug. He sent this email. Sounds like the mountain lion was checking to see if his dinner was done or if he needed more time in the boiling water.
Ooh, sous vide.
Yes, that's right. Poached human.
Yes.
Poached Peter. Sounds good.
I still say...
Thank you, Doug.
I still... Mountain lions aren't all that, okay? I could take a mountain lion.
I don't think you could.
It's not any bigger than a golden retriever. Mm-hmm. About the same size.
I think mountain lions are bigger. I think you're thinking of bobcats.
Yeah. Mountain lions are known as the golden retrievers of the Rockies.
Thank you.
Are they?
Yeah, they hang out.
We got this
couple
expert.
Of fangs in your throat, and you're done.
A Louisiana couple has run afoul of state law by keeping a 22-pound, not mountain lion, but nutria as a pet.
Wow.
State wildlife officials have said it's illegal to keep an orphaned or injured wild animal as a pet.
Y'all can't do that.
Yep, that's right. This affects Denny and Myra Lacoste, who raised their beloved Nudie from infancy when its siblings were killed in traffic. Couple told local news outlets that they are devastated at the potential loss of their pet rodent.
It's a cute little critter.
A petition to prevent
big buck teeth. They're orange.
The sisters of the brothers, the siblings.
They were all killed in traffic.
The rat siblings.
Yeah,
they're not rats. They look more like beavers or guinea pigs.
They're huge.
A petition to prevent them from being separated from Nudie has since been started.
What's his name?
Nudie. Nudie the nutria.
Nudie.
Of course.
Officials said they went to the Lacoste, New Orleans area residence to remove the rodent, but it was not there when agents arrived. The state wildlife department said the eventual plan is to house Nudie at the Baton Rouge Zoo. Nutria, large orange-toothed rat-tailed rodent.
The owner, while squirming violently in his recliner, said, "We don't know where it is."
Seen it.
They Richard Geared him?
They were introduced to North America more than a century ago and are considered a nuisance and an invasive species in Louisiana.
Isn't Nutria a brand of yogurt or something?
Activia.
Activia.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But Nutria sounds like it's something that would go in a shake.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I mean, in this case, obviously, these people aren't going to, they're doing a good thing.
Right.
It's a cute little critter. I'm surprised.
It's illegal. They're breaking the law.
So what?
They're monsters.
They don't have better things to do down there. It's not like this thing is going to cause.
The ecology of Louisiana is very important. You can't, the slightest thing could throw it off balance.
Really?
Yes. One nutri, all of a sudden you.
It's very delicate.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But Christy's once again motivated me. I think it's not. You guys out there have missed your chance to become a part of the show by marrying Christy. Maybe I should start taking applications for wife number four. What do you think?
You got to get out there, buddy.
What do you think, Tom? Put it out there? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Chick? That'd be the way think? To go.
Josh, what do you think? What's the problem?
Oh, I'm looking out for you, man. I don't think you want this.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
You rat.
People say I look like Brian Dennehy.
Hang on a second. Ace, what do you think?
As long as he's got grapes.
Grapes and Miller Lite.
I have plenty of single girlfriends, you know.
Well,
why not, if you're going to look, maybe why not look in the Christie's Corral of Cougars?
I've been around that corral.
No, I don't think you have. I don't think so.
Look at Tommy shaking his head. What do you think, Tom? What do you think?
You lost out a lot, didn't you?
Do what Christy did. Do it quietly.
Quietly.
On your own.
On my own.
Don't go public with this.
You mean like the lone gunman is what you're saying?
Just discretion.
Check the traps.
Yeah.
You just have to get out. You need to socialize more.
Unless you're going to marry a food delivery person.
You know, Jennifer was delivering my food yesterday.
Hey, there's either a grocery store clerk or a bank clerk that is a fan?
Oh, you don't want to marry a fan.
No. I don't think she knows what he does for a living.
Oh, okay.
But no, she lets does. It be. She does now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I met her at the thing.
Thing. Do you make withdrawals? Go, hey, baby, check out that savings.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Look at this is a bank teller.
I can't do that. I make it well over four figures.
As you can see, I don't do very well.
Early withdrawal causes
night deposit.
Loss of interest, something like that. Okay, very good.
All right, I thought you'd enjoy that.
I mean, out there.
No, you're more than welcome to open up the door.
I was shocked to hear you suggest it.
Is that
me
right?
Too.
Yes.
Huh. Well,
I mean,
I think it would be great for you to go out and date.
Is that right?
Yes.
I don't think she means that.
No, I mean that.
She does mean it. Christy looks at the world. This is Christy looking at the world.
Rose-colored glasses.
Nothing could go wrong.
Now that I have Andy, I'm going to help Chick find someone. I envision someone like Jackie Kennedy for Chick. Because the president is in heaven with Jackie.
You're not going to get Jackie.
Too bony.
Too bony.
Too bony and a whispering voice.
She didn't even
whisper. How does she sound?
Well, here's the thing. Now, do you think I talk like this because I can't talk any other way?
How about we... I insist on a convertible through Dallas.
Here's the thing, Jack. You know, when I'm working on a project in the garage and I hit my thumb with a... Oh, my God!
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.